The problem of sexual assaults in the nation's armed forces is getting worse, and maybe much worse. The issue drew the national spotlight today and a presidential rebuke.
We're not going to tolerate this stuff, and there will be accountability.
The news of growing sexual assaults in the military raised the president's hackles at a news conference with the president of South Korea.
Well, let's start with the principle that sexual assault is an outrage. It is a crime. That's true for society at large, and if it's happening inside our military, then whoever carries it out is betraying the uniform that they're wearing.
Mr. Obama spoke as an annual Pentagon study reported sexual assaults in the military rose from just under 3,300 in 2011 to nearly 3,400 last year. But it also found that up to 26,000 cases went unreported.
At a Senate hearing
this morning, the Air Force Chief of Staff, General Mark Welsh, struck sparks with New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, suggesting it's not always a commander's fault if victims don't come forward.
The things that cause people to not report are really not chain of command. I don't want my family to know. I don't want my spouse to know or my boyfriend or girlfriend to know. I'm embarrassed that I'm in this situation. It's the self-blame that comes with the crime. That is overridingly on surveys over the years, the reasons that most victims don't report. I don't think it's any different in the military. Prosecution rates in the Air Force for this crime,
I think, is very different in the military. I think you're precisely wrong about that. Everything is about the chain of command.
The president said today the military has to exponentially increase its efforts to address the problem. And Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel announced he's issuing new orders to change the culture in the ranks.
Together, everyone in this department, at every level of command, will continue to work together every day to establish an environment of dignity and respect where sexual assault is not tolerated, condoned, or ignored.
The Pentagon report came just days after Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Krasinski, who runs the Air Force unit on sexual assaults, was himself arrested for allegedly groping a woman. And in February, Air Force Lieutenant General Susan Helms overturned a captain's conviction on aggravated sexual assault. Now Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is holding up Helms' nomination for vice chair of the U.S. Space Command. She spoke at today's hearing.
The general said, no, we believe the member of the military. That is the crux of the problem here. Because if a victim does not believe that the system is capable of believing her, there's no point in risking your entire career.
In response, lawmakers are pursuing multiple kinds of legislation on the problem. One could strip commanding officers of their ability to reverse convictions.
I'm joined now by Mark Thompson, the Washington Deputy Bureau Chief and National Security Correspondent for Time and writer of the Battleland blog. And Mark, you've seen the reports, you've seen the Pentagon self-reporting on this. Does that 26,000 unreported assaults a year look like a solid number? Where does it come from?
Well, it's an extrapolated number, Ray, from anonymous phone surveys done by the Pentagon of military people. And so it's sort of squishy to begin with. What's particularly striking about the number, of course, is from 2010 to 2012, that number grew by 35%. Whereas the hard number, the number of cases that actually were brought forward by people complaining about sexual assaults in the military, only went up by roughly 6% from 3,200 to 3,400. So even though they are getting more reports, those that are unreported are going up even faster.
Well, a number of unreported cases, nine times larger than the number of reported cases. Is that bigger than the service chiefs even realized it for?
Well, I think, number one, it is bigger than what you see in the civilian world, where the proportion of reported is an order or two bigger than what you see in the military. But this is not a new problem. This is a longstanding problem. I was on this show 16 years ago talking about it. It remains a problem. What's happening? You've got about 14% of the military in uniform that are women, and all of a sudden with these female senators, several of which we just saw, this is not being able to be ignored by the chiefs, Secretary of Defense, or anybody else. It seems like we may have reached a turning point this weekend with the arrest of this Air Force officer.
Today at the news conference at the Pentagon, the general in charge of overseeing the management of this problem flipped this on its head in a way and said that part of it is that there's more reporting.
Yeah, I think
so this is good news, that they're changing the culture.
Yeah, but to go back to what I just said, the math shows that it's going up faster in the unreported realm than in the reported realm. We see this throughout the military whenever there's a bad problem, be it mental health issues, PTSD, anything that has to be self-reported. Whenever the numbers go up, the Pentagon is always very quick to say it's because we've removed stigma, we've put signs all over the bases and posts encouraging people to come forward. And I think there is some truth to that, but essentially it remains a huge problem, and they're just getting at a bit of it by reducing the stigma.
And at the same time, the arrest of the Air Force's senior officer in charge of getting those numbers down, arrested himself for an accused sexual assault.
Yeah, I mean, that is the problem. That's what stunned everybody I spoke to at the Pentagon over the last couple of days. I mean, a couple of things about Lieutenant Colonel Krasinski's case. He was picked for that job specifically. And people I talked to suggest, well, he couldn't have been. You know if someone's right for such a sensitive post. The Air Force put him in that post. A lot of people are asking questions about that now. And we're just going to have to. The Air Force is asked to take this case away from Arlington County, which is where the Pentagon is located, and prosecute it on their own. We'll learn what happens on that score come Thursday.
You mentioned the female senators. There are also more members of Congress willing to push back on this issue, including a legislative attempt to take the adjudication of these issues out of the chain of command. What does the Pentagon say in response?
Well, Secretary Hagel was asked about that today. He doesn't like it. He wants it to stay within the chain of command. The advocates of change are saying, now listen, we're not going to take it out of the Pentagon. We're going to keep it in the Pentagon, but it's going to be staffed, for lack of a better word, by a professional force of military sexual trauma advocates who will be fair, won't be affected because they won't be in the chain of command of the victim or the accused, and victims there, advocates believe, will be able to get a fair shot of their day at their day in court.
How is this handled in other countries' militaries where they have an even higher percentage of women in the ranks?
Yeah, it seems to be a particularly nagging problem in the U.S. military. Just as gays in the military were a big problem here, and it wasn't a problem anywhere else. I don't know if it's something in the American psyche or something in the American military, but it's a particular combination that has generated this for a long time.
Mark Thompson, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, Ray.